Welcome to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. This show is all about honoring you as a spiritual being, having a human experience. You are here for a reason, and it's no mistake that you are here on Earth right now. Spirit has guided you to this very moment in time, so you could hear the messages Pam is about to share with you. She is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, transformation coach, wife and mother, committed to helping you discover the tools and practices to empower you to live the best life you can. You get to choose the spirit path you take. You can connect to the spiritual guidance already all around you. Get ready to live a fully empowered life. This is the Empower Me Show.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm here with my husband and co-host, David Buck, and we are going to talk about choosing your empowered life today. And what does that mean? And how in the world can we choose an empowered life when there is so much chaos in the world and so much uncertainty happening? But before we get started with that, it's always a good idea to get centered and really relinquish and control of anything else in our environment and let go of all those distractions that might be in the way of your time with us now. So if you can, simply go within, close your eyes if you can, maybe get a glass of water if you need to, and just take the time to really look at who you are and who you want to be in this day and age of 2022, January 13th. 13 is a lucky number from what I've heard. And those that believe that, please take that with the love that it is given in.
It's also a foundation number. If you add up the two numbers, one and three, it makes four, and four is a foundation number. So it's lucky from a standpoint of a good place to start something new.
Absolutely. I love the number four as a foundational number. So go ahead and take a moment and just listen to your breath. Your breath is your magic superpower that you can use anytime, any day, at any moment to release, let go of, and center into the core of who you are. Take a few nice deep breaths in and out. And as you breathe out, just you can even make a little sound.
I want to add a sound technique that you can do. We actually do this, or I do this with our teenager when there's been a particularly difficult day. At the very end of the day, when we're saying goodnight, we do what we call a humdinger, which is we take a deep breath and then we hum in unison. And you could do this on your own, but when you could do it with another person and you find that harmonic between the two of you, it's actually rather amazing. So should we try that right now?
Okay,
so. There's no right way to do it. Except perhaps to have fun with it.
Yes, so. Absolutely. So we've done that a few times. You can do that on your own anytime. And I'm just going to do a little prayer because that's what I like to do, is to connect in with my God source, my creator of all that is, and my guides, teachers, and angels. And I invite you to do the same. So we ask our guides, teachers, and angels, the ones that live and breathe within this universe and beyond, we ask the creator of all that is to enter into this space now. And we ask that we allow ourselves individually and collectively to really hone in on who we are as spiritual beings having human experiences. We ask that each of the guides, teachers, and angels that work with us really create a vortex of energy that sustains us and supports us in our well-being, in all of who we are in this moment in time. And we ask that we really allow ourselves to take a self-assessment, an inventory, if you will, of where we've been in the last year, 2 years, and bring it to the forefront right now, to this moment in January of 2022. And we allow ourselves to explore and take an assessment of where we are right now and where we want to go. And we ask now that we allow the tones that are going to come through me and this beautiful handpan instrument to really go into our well-being, our souls of who we are, and resonate in our body systems for alignment right now. Would you like to join me, David, please? Nela tane nunana yekia, enana ye kunana ye, ana ye unaya sana ye ya, anana ya hi ye kuane. Thank you, Creator of all that is. We ask that you bring the light of God's source into our body systems to connect to our spinal cord, our beautiful center of us, bringing in the pillar of light fully and completely into our bodies to ground us into the Earth Mother and also connect us to all of our support systems that are available to us now.
So 2022 is still a brand new year. And if you're one of those people that was praying, hoping, wishing, or intending for the year to be a better year than last year and find yourself disappointed already, well, give yourself a little break because it is still a brand new year. It's only 13 days into the new year. And we still have a lot of creation to come. It is kind of what we're going to talk about today. There's so much turmoil in the world right now. So many things change daily and sometimes hourly throughout the day. And it's hard to keep up with all those changes. But there's something you can do. Even if you can't affect all the world around you and all the turmoil, you can always affect how you react and how what you do next.
That's right. It is really your creation. This life is your creation. And at the Empower Me Show, we give tools, techniques, and tips for you to be able to ground into the truth of who you are as a spiritual being having a human experience, and really make a choice from moment to moment about who you want to be, who you are, and who you have been in the past, right? Because sometimes we need to heal that. Sometimes those habits that we've created over time don't necessarily work and empower us. So in this show, we also get to heal those parts of us that we're ready to let go of. And I've got many, many tools for you around that, and so does David. But we look forward to giving you really all of who we are in this moment to be able to support you and on your journey.
And the good news is that there are so many different ways to change it up, to change the circumstances that are happening for you, at least how you react to them and what you can do about them, because it is your life. You have the power, more power than you perhaps have imagined. And speaking of power, we have power pieces right here. This is just one tool that you can use to get a crystal. I've got a really wonderful amethyst crystal. That's my birthstone. And I just happened to find this. It's almost like a, something you might find in Harry Potter, like a special stone you could point, and it's got a great place for my thumb. So when you find a great crystal that you connect to, it may be finding you as well, to bring you special energy. And it's something that you can connect to in all sorts of ways.
Yes. And David chose that particular stone. Amethyst is a love stone. So it's really bringing the unconditional love of the planet into our daily awareness. And this particular stone I chose for 2022, and this is a double quartz crystal, so that I am reminded of all of the support that I always have around me, and partnering with those beings of light, those humans that are around me, as well as all of my cosmic brothers and sisters that are always available to me in the stars, the planets, and all around the world.
Yeah, we're going to take a break in just a moment, but that's a good place to lead into the break, because when we come back, we'll talk about the importance of connecting to something, someone, some being, something outside yourself, and then bringing it back into yourself. Because as I said before, with all the turmoil going around, you can affect other people's world, but you can't always affect your own.
That's right. So we will be back for another wonderful segment. And I want you to think about, what is it right now that you are the most challenged by? Think about that on our break, and we'll talk about that when we come back.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martine. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martineemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
Are you wondering who you are meant to be in this ever-changing world right now? Kelly Kay is a certified new paradigm multidimensional transformation energy healer, ready to assist you in this transformative process of expanding your consciousness. She helps you transmute your wounds and traumas into healing, growth, and wisdom, resulting in self-empowerment and freedom from fear. Visit enlightenedmedicine.com to learn more.
Are you ready to get big and live your life out loud? Tune in to Get Big Out Loud Radio, exploring life through the lens of curiosity and compassion, with me, Carrie Knudsen, joining Dr. Pat live every second Monday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I will offer ideas to transform what you are thinking into conscious action. If you want to get big and live your life out loud, visit me at KnudsenSpeaks.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and I'd love to tell you about the latest technology of the Velara Company. I've been using the Velara Company equipment, the air machines, since 1992, and I have found them to be totally successful in killing mold, mildew, and keeping your house fresh and clean. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Well, Welcome back. I'm Pam Bright. I'm here with my husband, David Buck, and we are talking about choosing your empowered life and what does it mean to be living in 2022? We're in really only in the first month of 2022. It feels like we've already lived quite a year already. And what I'm noticing about this year so far is that it's, first of all, it's fast paced. It is a lot of turmoil already. Seems like we've been in turmoil for the last couple years. And it's not slowing down. And that's the thing that I really want to bring to the forefront is there is no going back to normal, folks. Whatever normal you think that you've had before, I wouldn't plan on that ever from here forward, okay? Because they say that the only constant is change. But there's another constant that David and I just discovered recently, which is really important to look at, is our faith. You know, what is it that you believe in? What is most important to you? What is it that you can hold on to? But before we can get to any solutions, we've got to look at what's the problem. What is it we're facing? What are our habits that aren't working anymore? What is it that is causing us stress?
So you can think of problems in two broad categories, internal and external. And you can usually do something, not always, about the internal problems that you have. And you usually can't do something about the external problems that you have. And any statement that's made like that has an infinite variation on it as well. So it's not as if I'm saying that you can't affect the outside world outside yourself, because you certainly can. We're all in this together. Everything that we do affects all the rest of us, and largely even people that we won't even meet ever in our lives.
That's right. That's right. So there's a lot of things that are happening with a lot of people all over the world. And there are countries that are going through things that I will never meet them. I'll never meet them. I might hear about some of the things they're going through, but I don't necessarily have an idea in myself of how to help them. There are people that I can help right now with my words, with my actions, with my voice, with my being and my presence. And that's why this platform is so great on Transformation Talk Radio, is because, you know, think about before the internet, our lives were really small in a lot of respects. You know, we were very, very controlled in our ability to connect to folks. And in my experience now, It's global. I mean, I can connect to anybody, anywhere, anytime.
It's so vastly different today in 2022, and we're old enough to remember a quieter time. But, you know, the quieter moments can always be found. And one of the best ways to do that, I know we're going to talk about more solutions in the next segment, but there's so much noise. It's like the Grinch at the top of the mountain that who hates all the noise that the Who Village makes, and all the noise. Mm-hmm. So when you can do something about turning off the noise that's not inside your head, turn off the radio, put down the newspaper, turn off the news, you know, turn off the social media sometimes, take a break from all the noise, because honestly, it's almost like it's poisoning our psyches in some ways.
I just remembered my experience from 2020. And that was one of the things that was so different. Like, it was the silence was deafening at times, where literally the world stopped. It like went on pause, and it was very palpable where everything just ceased functioning. I mean, there was no nor. We live in a city, very noisy city called Lynnwood, Washington. And we live above the Alderwood Mall, for those of you who live around here. you know the noise level that this particular part of town can get to with all the traffic and the fire. We've got fire trucks that normally go pretty much every day, fire trucks and ambulances and police cars and you name it, it's going. In 2020, it all stopped. And there was like this eerie silence. Okay, so that was a very visceral experience for me in 2020. But I got a lot done in 2020 because I got to go within and really, really look at what is my life about? Do I have patterns in my life that are not healthy? And guess what? We got to create a program to support that. Like, okay, let's look at this human condition. And so this is kind of like what we're looking at is what's our human condition today?
So coming back to the issue of problems, you can tell it's almost not needed to talk about. You can tell when you have a problem, when you have a headache, when you have worry, when you have stress in your body. But identifying the source of those problems begins to open up some solutions. So that's when I talk about turning off the noise. That may be a source of the problem and you didn't even understand that it was. So a lot is hidden from our view. I would even say that most of the experience of being human is hidden from our view. Like the things that we're aware of is like the tip of the iceberg, and the rest of the iceberg is the subconscious and unconscious and all the things going on in the world and all that it means. Like if you look at the influence of advertising upon people and the jingles and the slogans and the brands and the logos that you hold in your mind, well, that's, you're being influenced all the time by all the world around you. And it's not about isolating into a bubble, but it's about turning down that volume or turning off that input sometimes.
Well, it really comes down to choice, doesn't it? This is choosing your empowered life. So what if you as an individual, me as an individual, were to take all of the advertising and all the slogans in the world that are trying to get me to buy, and look at, wow, do I care about that particular thing? Our daughter is taking sales and advertising in school. And, you know, so she's learning about how we advertise in the United States right now. How do we advertise in the world? You know, this is a time when in order to be seen, in order to be known as a business, it's important for us to sell our wares. Well, the noise continues. It gets louder and louder and louder. And there's times for myself that I get like, I don't know that I want to go mainstream with this. I don't know that I want to, you know, really make a big ruckus about my message. Well, guess what? I don't have to. The ones that are supposed to hear what I have to say and be with me in my business and be with me in my life mission, which is to be of service to you on your global transformation, they will find me. They will find you with the message that you're here to give. And so with that, you get to look at what are my patterns that I have been putting up with for all these years that really don't serve me. What are my automatic reactions in the world that don't necessarily serve who I am?
Yeah, if you go and you try and identify the source of your problems internally, patterns, habits, the things you eat, the things you do, you're looking at your routines. We're going to talk a lot about routines next week and how that can help you. Identify, it's ironically easier to identify the source of problems externally, outside yourself, the wars, the supply chain issues, the pandemic, all of those things are outside yourself. But look at, this is your life again. And your choices in choosing an empowered life means setting aside the things that no longer serve you. Identifying those first is a good first step towards that.
So one of my friends that I have on Facebook was ranting about the state of the economy right now. And what's happening with all of the grocery stores? Why aren't they having their food and stuff on the shelves? And so we talked about the kind of the insanity of that. Like, what's happening with this? Well, there's a lot to that. Let's suffice it to say that the pandemic and the people that can't get over the pass because of the snow and this, that, and the other thing are affecting, you know, the way that we are doing life. And it comes right back to, how are you reacting? What is it that is in your way? If this particular path is blocked, choose a different path. Make a different choice. There's always a different choice. There's always a different decision. There's always a different solution. It's just about being willing to find it.
We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the solutions. It's one of the things we like to do here on the Empower Me Show is present some sort of problem and then present some solutions that might go with it. So we'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Have you known that you're on a soul path, but often wondered why you don't have the insight of how to go from here to there, or whether or not what you're doing is going to take you to where you want to go in your soul's journey? Damayante is the show for your soul. Damayante speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and shines a light for your soul. Damayante, the show for your soul with Sarah Main, brings you insights and a pathway to your soul's journey on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Amber, your weekly host of the Heart Leader Podcast, where heart and mind align on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I'm here with co-host Austin, and we'd like to know, do you have a passion to make a greater global impact? Are you ready to embrace leading with heart and love? If so, join us and our global community of over 1 million strong on this journey to become heart leaders who change the world. Each episode brings heart-centered connection, building stronger relationships, communities, and businesses. Take a deeper dive into what it means to be a heart leader. For more information, visit www.suivera.org. We look forward to seeing you in the Suivera community.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Hello and welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright. I'm David Buck. I'm Pam's husband, and we're talking about problems and solutions here today in 2022 when we seem to be surrounded by problems. But I would like to offer you an idea. And the idea is that there are more solutions than problems. For every problem, there's a spiritual solution. I believe that was the name of a book and just sort of a general idea about things. But there's not only a spiritual solution to things, there's a practical solution, because we are humans having a spiritual experience. So really, we're here on the Empower Me Show about blending those two worlds together into one existence, because you have one existence and you are a human that is flesh and bone, but there's this thing that is sometimes defined, and sometimes you need to find it with faith, and that's the spiritual side of things. So you can find solutions that are practical, that need a screwdriver, or you can find solutions that need a spirit guide.
Absolutely. And I've talked a lot about spiritual solutions and a lot about connecting with your spirit guides, your spirit team. That's a whole process that I do for my work, which I would be happy to hook you up with if you want to do that. But one of the things that I have held on to for years and years and years and years, ever since I was in 12-step recovery, and I hold on to those steps and solutions very, very close to my heart, because they work really well. And what it is called, the Serenity Prayer. And I'm just going to read it to you. And if you are unsure about what serenity means, if you think about peace, what does peace mean for you? And it says, God, or universal source or creator, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And, you know, that really just boils it down to, okay, what can I do? What can I change right now? If I can't change it right now, can I allow a higher power, a greater source, a solution to present itself to me in this moment? And can I know those things that are not in my control, and I can just release them? And can I allow myself to have faith in allowing a solution to present itself right now?
One of the accesses to serenity is through surrender. And surrender doesn't have to mean giving up or giving in, but setting aside what you no longer need to fight against. It's that the universal idea of pick your battles, and pick the ones, not the ones that you think you can win. In terms of winning, sometimes as you go along, you have to redefine what you think of as success and what you think of as peace and serenity and what you're willing to accept. And, you know, if there's things that you're truly not willing to accept, those are battles worth fighting. But we fight so many battles within ourselves and with each other that may not be worth fighting, because it's not going to get us anywhere. And being right about something isn't a good way, isn't a good reason to fight a battle.
Being right. Oh boy. That is something that I myself have battled with pretty much my whole life. There's actually a saying, and I don't know where it came from, but it's, do you want to be right or happy? What is more important to you? So there is this ferocious energy of being right. And there's something in me as an individual that when I am in a place of feeling like I have to prove myself and be right about it, that I get huffed up and I get kind of angry about it and feel like I have to justify everything I'm doing in every moment. So if that's you, if that's a pattern that has been in existence for you, could you right now choose differently? Are you willing to try out a different way of handling life other than being right?
And the other side of that is everybody wants to be heard. So if you're dealing with someone who has that going on for themselves, listen, maybe listen deeper, maybe listen more carefully, because you want to be heard. and everybody else does too. So if more people held that in their minds, there may be more serenity when we listen to each other more.
Yes. Well, and I just realized, I've noted this before, but I think it's important that I bring it up now because we're in this together. So I'm just going to call us out. We actually, as a family, we're three very strong personalities, David and myself and our daughter, Nova. We are all the people that get into positions of having to be right. And when we're all having to be right at the same time, oh my gosh, our household can be a little bit in turmoil. And what we realize when that happens is that nobody wins. Mm-hmm. We all get in a position of feeling like we have to be right, and then we're always battling. Is that really the way that we want to live? I don't think so.
Yeah, we do. We do manage to change it up very, very quickly, actually, and it takes practice. But I want to bring up something that the solutions that you're looking for may be easier to find than you think. Sometimes it's really hard when you go, I don't know what the solution is. You haven't been there yet. You haven't had that experience yet. And life is a process of encountering new things. And the real test is, how are you going to handle it? But when you go within, when you take a moment, when you stop and you pause and you breathe and you ask your spirit guide or ask your crystals or ask tarot cards or spirit cards for an answer, there's information there. Take a moment, look, ask for it, because when I talk about that iceberg of unconsciousness, it's not always inaccessible. Part of the spiritual world and spiritual connections is accessing those things. And we can always see in other people easier than we can see in ourselves what's going on for them. But that doesn't mean we can't see it within ourselves as well.
That's right. I just thought of what would be really important in this episode. We often bring in really simple steps for you to be able to grab onto for a solution for yourself in any particular situation. And it occurs to me that creating a simple process for getting to a solution quickly could be valuable right now. And I always think about, what's the first step? Well, the first step is to pause. Mm-hmm. Right? It's to pause. And at that pause, then the next step for me is always to breathe. Because sometimes what happens when I'm in an automatic reaction, and especially if I'm high stress or I'm angry, I forget to breathe. My body shuts down. It gets into a fight or flight mode, and I don't breathe. So when I pause and I breathe, then what's the next step after that?
It's really asking, because that's hard to identify unless you're used to the idea. And it's when you stop and you're in a moment, you try and find a moment of silence and you ask, what do I need to do now? Which direction do I go? And almost always there's an answer right there, because the world of spirit is closer to us than maybe you have imagined.
Right. So then the next step after asking is to listen. Listen to the answer. And sometimes it may not come in right away, or it's going to come in a different form than you're used to. So you need to actually open your senses to be able to receive information and guidance in whatever capacity you can receive it in.
Now, the next part is the tricky part, and it's where you make a choice. You get to choose what you do next, and life is an endless series of choices, but quite often we need to choose something different than what we've been doing, recognizing that just doesn't work. So if I keep doing that one thing, I'm going to keep getting the same kind of results. So I need to choose differently. And that's where you go. I mean, we learn the same lessons again and again and again until we stop repeating those patterns. So it's really a tricky part, but you can consider what's available for you by making that different choice.
Yeah. So when we choose, A lot of times, because we've listened, sometimes there's an action to be taken. So the next step after that might be to take action. It might be to not take action.
Mm-hmm.
It might be to not do that thing that is an automatic reaction to that thing that you're reacting to. Okay.
Yeah.
And that can be an absolutely life changer right there, is to switch it up and do something opposite than you're used to doing. Like when they say you want a new experience, take a different road, take a different path, make a different choice than your automatics. I talk a lot about this in our full body system wellness program that I'm going to talk more about next week. But it's really looking at what choice can I make differently right now than I am used to making that's going to make a huge difference for me.
We're going to take a break in a moment here. When we come back, we'll be talking about next week and building habits and patterns and routines, not just in terms of spiritual connection or even daily routines, but weekly and monthly and perhaps even annual routines. Not that it has to be all prescribed or however you would say that, but that routines really ground you in your own experience, and they help with all of the things in the outside world threatening to disrupt those routines. You may be able to return to them easier than perhaps you might think.
We'll be right back.
Are you passionate about impacting social change or working towards anti-racism as a society? Are you willing to deconstruct your innermost thoughts, ideas, and beliefs about racism? Then Inflection Point Podcast, Cultivating Change from the Inside Out, is the show for you. Join Anita Russell, Mavis Bauman, and Gail Hunter in open, honest, and deliberate conversations every first and third Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Don't miss Colette Marie Steffen on The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens, every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Colette is a renowned energy worker here to help you see the serendipitous humor of the truth. It's funny. Tune in and laugh with Colette. Shift into your highest potential. Call into the show to work on your personal shift with Colette and visit TheTruthIsFunny.com to learn more about all the life-shifting services Colette offers.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright and David Buck. We're talking about choosing your empowered life. And what does it mean to be a spiritual being, having a human experience, and really dealing with all of this chaos in the world and making conscious choices?
It really does come down to choices. Again and again and again, you'll be faced with uncertain circumstances, things will change. Someone will get one day older and they'll realize something that they never realized before. And it might be you, it might be your parent, it might be your child, it might be your cousin, it might be someone on TV that you follow, or it might be someone on social media, because that's a thing these days. But change is constant. But there's another constant available to you, which is a spiritual connection. And that's what we talk a lot about here. And at that moment of choice, when you come up against something that's an issue or a problem, which seems as if we are surrounded by that these days, and a lot of that's external. So look at what you can separate between what's internally, what can I have control over, power over within myself.
So it just occurred to me, it would be very helpful for you to see how quickly you can get an answer, okay? So we're just going to do a quick exercise here, and I want you to really look at, because it's immediate, you'll know immediately what I'm talking about in your own life. What is a problem right now that you're like, I have no idea what the solution is? What am I supposed to do from here? Is there a conversation to be had? Do you need to talk to somebody? Do you need to make a decision? What is it? And then go inside, close your eyes, go inside, take a breath, and ask your inner self, your inner wise one, to connect to your solution. And ask your inner wise one to connect with the solution that you need right now. Is there an action to be taken? Do I need to pause? Is there a conversation I need to have? Is there a healing process that I need to go through to get to a new level of well-being?
Something just occurred to me that I want to share with you. As divided as the world seems right now, and all the opinions about what direction to go in terms of vaccination, or, you know, what grocery store, what item to buy, or what person to vote for, anything really. Perhaps at no other time in history have so many people had so many of the shared experiences that we're having right now. So you're not going through whatever you're going through alone. And a lot of the information that people have gotten about what they do in that circumstance, they publish, they talk about, they write books about. So do a Google search or whatever search engine you need or use about someone who's gone through what you're going through, to see, well, how they dealt with that, and consider that within yourself as a response to the kind of choice you're about to make.
So open your eyes if you have your eyes closed, and I will share with you what I just received as I did that process. And what I received was, there's nothing else that I need to be doing right now but be here right now in this moment. And trust myself. That's what I heard. What did you hear? What did you hear when you asked that yourself that question, that wise one, for a solution for a problem that you were experiencing? What comes up for you?
Well, a lot of it has to do with what we're going to talk about next week in terms of building routines and finding ways to set yourself up in the midst of all the chaos in the world right now. What's important to you? What do you need to accomplish? What do you want to set aside? I read things from Forbes all the time about successful business people saying no to almost everything because you can't say yes to everything. You just don't have the time for it. So you really have to set boundaries for what you're going to do, and set up priorities, set boundaries, and set everything else aside. Do one thing at a time. And when you can get that kind of accomplishment of having achieved something, it helps feed your psyche and you feel better about it.
Yes. Well, and if you're a business owner or you are pursuing a business, you got to know by now that it's really up to you. Okay. And there's going to be all kinds of people that are going to give you all kinds of advice and tell you all kinds of ways to do stuff. And I, as a business owner, know this intimately, that my connection with Source and my connection with my spirit guides is what I rely on. So give yourself permission to beat your own drum, pull your own weight, make your own choices, listen to your own wise guidance. And if you're in doubt about what next step to take, then pause, breathe, ask, listen, and choose.
One of the things you can do for, since we're all in this together, if you know someone who is struggling, if you know someone who could use the information that we have on this show, please share it. And maybe they will in turn share it with somebody else that they know after getting some solutions, because in many ways, we're all struggling right now, and we're all hurting, and we're all looking for solutions. And we are not claiming that we've got the solutions for you, but we have an access, or we know of a way that you may be able to access and get solutions easier than without a spiritual base of connection.
Yeah, we talk about that you are the answer to your own challenges. Mm. And if you don't feel like you have those answers yourself, then there is so much support available all the time to you right now, mm-hmm. that it's just about asking. So we give you tools, techniques, and tips to put into your spiritual toolbox every time that you come onto this show with us. And as a business owner with Bright Butterfly Enterprises, that is also my commitment to you, is to offer you my ear, my listening, my heart, I'm going to hold space for you to be able to show up for your own life in your own way and give you my support 100% for being successful in your life. So you can reach me at brightbutterflyenterprises.com. If you want to be on our show, the Empower Me Show, we would love to hear from you. Mm-hmm. So you can reach us at theempowermeshow@gmail.com. You can also touch in with Transformation Talk Radio and look at the other shows as well to really get yourself filled up with solution, because there's a lot of solution out there. And Transformation Talk Radio is known for the years and years and years worth of wisdom that comes through.
Yeah. And I'd like to just remind you again to consider that there may be more solutions in the whole world than problems. And we are not only the solutions for ourselves, but we may be solutions for other people as well. And when you give of yourself, that's a significant piece in terms of restoring and finding serenity to begin with.
Yes. Be the gift that you want to receive in the world. Mm. And the world will support you 100% all the time.
Thank you for listening or watching today. We hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will see you again next week.
We love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to learn more about living a fully empowered life. Remember that your life is up to you, and you can choose the spiritual path you are on. There is spiritual energy and wisdom in everything and everyone around you. Listen carefully for what the universe is trying to tell you in every moment. You are already being guided along your journey. Call upon your spirit guides anytime you need help with anything. Know that you are safe in every moment, even if it seems that you are not. For more information about Pam Bright, visit brightbutterflyenterprises.com or email theempowermeshow@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We hope to see you next week.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.